We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, Greg Hardy, WGR 550. A couple things I need to address before we move on with the show here. It's 11 o'clock. We're going to get into our playoff predictions, but first, a couple small things. Holier than thou. I said holier than you. I mean, basically the same thing. You guys go figure out the difference. Someone just tweeted that to me. Secondly, another tweet. Somebody out there, clearly with an egg picture on their Twitter face and a random Twitter handle so they can hide, basically saying, fans wanted the 1970s jerseys. They failed again. And I got to tell you something. If you're that negative, I can't help you. I don't think any of us can help you. Because these jerseys, for someone that wanted as original as possible in myself for all of these years, from the time I played here, I watched the Sabres when I was a kid. I loved even the royal blue and gold when I would play it on Sega, okay? These are the jerseys we should have had. These are the jerseys that should have been continued on from the original Royals. So if you think they got it wrong, you got to give it another look, because these jerseys are absolutely fantastic. That's not a sales pitch. That's straight from the heart. Marty, I know that guy tweeted you.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, listen. We're not talking about on-ice performance. We're not talking about anything right now. We're talking about the jersey. Let's put the jersey in a bubble and look at it and say, yes, love it. Like, this is great. Let's enjoy this for one time. We've had pandemic, COVID. We've had, you know, all of that. And I understand that people could be a little bit edgy or whatever. But can we just, like, not – include everything in the conversation and just focus on one thing and one thing only and say these jerseys are fantastic. Bingo, bango, boom, let's move on. That's great. So anyway, that's the way it is. And Revs, you're on mute, just so you know, before you start saying anything, just unmute yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I don't have a whole lot to say. I think the guy is absolutely crazy. We all want a Royal. We got a Royal. We all want something a little different than what was back in the 70s. We got it. These jerseys are absolutely fantastic. If you don't like it, that's your opinion. I can agree. You know, I can listen to an opinion. I think the guy's crazy. I think he's absolutely bonkers. But I'll tell you this as an opinion, and this is just my opinion. I'll tell you right now, if I didn't like the jerseys, I'd tell you flat out because I don't care. These jerseys are fantastic. Whoever did this, they're sharp. The Royal just completely explodes. And I am very, very pleased. Very pleased with the jersey.
So
but listen, It's the same as everything. You are not going to make everyone happy. That's just the way it goes.
That yellow stripe is an eighth of an inch too thick. Like, come on, here. Let's not like be like this. Let's love them because they're great. They're fantastic.
Yep.
Another thing I need to mention, I was wrong about, and I said, you know, and I've obviously this has been my way to intro into this conversation every time, but I was flat out wrong about the bubble and the security of the bubble with the COVID. NHL announcing now what 7,500 tests have been administered and zero positive tests with the COVID inside the bubble. I mean, you look at what's gone on in baseball, you look at what's gone on in other sports with players. This has been an impressive feat here for the league.
Absolutely. Very impressive. And I mean, look, even with basketball, like basketball has had their bubble and they started really, really rough with their bubble in Orlando, but they've overcome that. I see videos from many different people. Gordon Miller, who's a play-by-play guy with TSN and NBC Sport, posted a video the other day. So just to go across the street from the hotel, they move these gates, right? So that they can cross the road, but no fans can come into that bubble. Like everything is fenced in. They are living in this very secured area. They have, you know, different restaurants, different type of foods, different activities that they can be done. And I don't know if you saw when the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Toronto Maple Leafs and they were going back to their locker room. One of the Blue Jackets players, I don't know which one, was just yelling out like, let's keep piling up the hotel bills, people. Piling up the hotel bills. Like, I mean, because really, it's all provided to them right now. The league, the NHL, the team, Toronto, Edmonton, they've done a fantastic job of putting it together. So
what are they doing, Marty? Are they getting per diem in there? Or like, what are they?
No, everything is provided.
Really? So you can order movies, you can order room service, you can get whatever? Or is it just kind of like buffet style?
There's different type of restaurants. I think there's a barbecue chicken place that's set up at BMO Field, right? That soccer field where the Toronto FC plays. Like they have a chicken barbecue there. The hotel has different restaurants. Some teams put out their own things over there. But my understanding is that it is you're entering the bubble, and everything is provided for you. So, you know, it's not one of those where like, okay, I'm not going to go eat today because I've gambled all my money away. That's not going to happen.
Losing all your per diem on Chase the Ace on the bus.
Played in between. You play. Can you imagine the game of in between that could be happening at BMO Field? Like BMO Field, like you get six teams and you say, let's play. And you wait in line and you're like, the pot. And then, boom, it hits the post. And then it just goes bigger and bigger and bigger.
That game is the most dangerous. It's the most dangerous game in all of, you know, the NHL gambling. That can get very, very dangerous. I've seen pots over the years that when I played and also heard of pots that are just staggering when you think about it.
I've hit the post on a doozy.
What's a doozy?
$400 pot.
Oh, God.
Okay. A league minimum guy over here. Sorry, money bags at, you know, four-year deal at $16 million. I mean, but come on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the problem is if it's a $400 pot and you hit the post.
Do you remember Michael Jordan in the show there that we just watched?
Last Dance.
They came up. The guy's like, oh, we were playing blackjack for a buck a hand. And he goes, why do you want to play with us? He goes, because after this, I want to know that your money is in my pocket. So sorry, Riv. I wasn't able to quite squeak into your game because of the commas in my paycheck. But you know what? It was pretty big for me.
Well, you know what, Petey? A $400 pot, if you hit the post, you got to put $800 in the middle, and then it becomes a $1,200 pot, And now you're playing at Craig Rivet's level, because if you hit the post on the $1,200 pot, it's $2,400 that goes in the middle. And now all of a sudden you're at $3,600 in the pot and it keeps on growing. So yeah.
Yeah.
It goes quick.
You know what? I got courtesy blue lighted. I got blue lighted. I only had to do half of the post that I had to put in. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Would you, if you would have won the money, would you have only taken half the money too?
No.
No, but I'll tell you what I would have done that a lot of guys wouldn't have done. I'll tell you what I would have done that a lot of guys wouldn't have done is buy rounds of beers. And I might have even thrown in a steak in there, but not a ribeye or a filet. They were too much.
We could have had the cheapest alligator arm team in the history of hockey when I played here in Buffalo.
I don't know. I hung out with
you were the captain, Rivs. That was your response. Rivs, you're the captain. It's your responsibility to make it better.
Is it my responsibility, Marty, when you go to dinner with three other guys, okay, and, you know, you go and you just have a little bit of pasta and a chicken breast, okay? One guy orders a Coke. The three other guys order a very cheap bottle of wine, okay? Okay? We get the bill at the end. Listen to me, Marty. We didn't have salads. We didn't have anything. We ordered pasta and chicken. Three guys ordered a bottle of wine. Okay. One guy ordered a Coke. At the end of the dinner, and I never went to dinner with this guy. Normally never went to dinner. And now I know why. Okay. This guy wanted us to pay $60. He was going to pay $40
because he didn't have wine.
He's making millions, Marty. It is unbelievable. I literally walked out of that. I didn't say a word walking home to the hotel, and I could not get around my head how cheap this player was.
Riv, I want to apologize for that day. I only had $40 in my wallet.
Petey, you know the funny thing about this, Petey, is you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know exactly who I'm talking about,
I will not relinquish this.
But it's embarrassing.
But do you know how many times I would have liked to have just not had to play the credit card game and just opted to pay my own bill? But the peer pressure. See, I've already admitted that I buckled the peer pressure. I was a weak human being. So I threw my card in anyway. I didn't have the stones to say, nah, I'm going to pay my own bill, boys. So I always went in the game, and I got burned a couple times too. But I always loved when the big ticket guys would say, hey, I got a table over here for dinner. Like every time you went to New York, you know, Timmy would have a table set up at Nobu, and you knew he was paying for it. Just so you're like, oh yeah, Timmy, I'll roll with it.
Well, here's Petey, a quick transition, because we're talking about the new jerseys today. Somebody who's not cheap is Ronald on Twitter here. He just said he bought an Eichel blue and a Dallene white. He's been collecting jerseys for 40-plus years. He loves the mane on the Buffalo, like the 50th anniversary, and the white stripes on the blue jersey. So he bought two. He bought an Eichel blue and a Dallene white. So there you go, Ronald. You get the ball going, and I hope many people follow along, because that's going to look great at the arena with the royal and the white, and oh, it's going to be awesome.
Jason tweeted me, and he said, do I buy the Instigator 76 royal blue jersey? I mean, there's only really one answer for that.
Absolutely.
Obviously, yeah. Instigator,
that's cool.
WGR Sports Radio 550. Listen, playoff predictions. I'd like myself to go first on this one. Simply because I went 7-for-8. Anybody want to tell me what they did in the qualifying round there? Anyone keep their scores or no? Am I the only
2-6. I went 2-for-8. I had the Islanders and I had Vancouver, and the rest of them I went bad.
How'd you do, Riff?
Unfortunately, I went 3-for-5. I don't even know what to say, Petey. I mean, there was multiple upsets all over the place. And you know what? I mean, you obviously read that and did your homework on these teams and knew that they were a lot better than what we gave them credit for. So we got to give you credit. We got to give you credit, Petey.
Listen, I don't do this to gloat. I really don't. But you're right.
What you're doing it.
You're right. I was right. Listen, you guys want to start with the East or the West?
Wherever you want to go, you're first. You're the leader. You're the clubhouse leader right now. Go for it.
Here we go. Okay, we'll go Western Conference. And, I mean, if you guys want to throw a little analysis in this, you can. I'm just going to give you my pick, and then I'll move on. But we'll start with Dallas-Calgary. I circled Calgary.
Okay, well, I got Dallas. You know what? I Calgary got past Winnipeg, but Winnipeg was missing Scheifele, Laine, Appleton. They played defense like the Dallas is a defense-minded team. They've got solid goaltending with Bishops or Hudobin. I think Dallas, to me, is going to win this. I got Dallas in six. Ribs.
I'm actually hoping Bishop doesn't play. I'm actually hoping Hudobin doesn't play and Bishop does.
Bishop is the better goalie, I think, in my opinion. But they're both really good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Calgary. I just think that they have that. You got to understand that the Dallas Stars just won their first game in overtime. It's an overtime game. That was the first game they've won since, February 23rd or something. Dallas, their last game that Dallas has won was February 25th. I just think that Calgary is going to start to warm up. I think it's going to be really, really good series between the two teams. But I just believe that. Like, what did you hear from Jamie Benn, Marty? How was how were his games?
They were just okay. But listen, the Dallas Stars didn't have any really intensity. It was round robin. It was like whatever. I really think Taylor Seguin, I don't think, played the last one. Bishop didn't either. So I just think it's going to be all right for the Dallas Stars. And Calgary, I didn't pick them to win in the first round in the qualifier against Winnipeg. I'm not going to pick them now against Dallas. That's just the way it is.
All right, let's do a little more rapid fire here because we're running out of time and we have some Sabres to talk about at 11:30. Chicago-Vegas. I found it very hard to not pick Chicago, but I think Vegas is the real deal.
Go ahead, Ribs. Take that.
I'm 100% on Vegas. I think, to be honest with you right now, that could be the team to win the Stanley Cup.
Martin?
I got Vegas, and apparently Pacioretty is going to play now. They've got, great forwards with Marchessault, Stone. They've got a really good-looking team. Their big issue with Vegas is in net. And I believe, and I have not read on that this morning or anything, but I believe they're going to start Robin Leonard. And really, I think Fleury struggled in the round robin. Leonard played well, especially the last game. And I think they're going to start with Leonard, who was a Chicago Blackhawk earlier this year. So I think this is going to be interesting.
Colorado, Arizona. I got Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado is my Stanley Cup winner this year. So I got Colorado 100%. So, yeah,
Ribs,
no doubt about that.
Colorado?
Easy Colorado. They're healthy, and they're ready to rock and roll.
Vancouver, St. Louis. St. Louis for me.
St. Louis here as well, although I'm a little skeptical. They only had a handful of players getting points in the first round-robin games. They gave up 6 goals at one point. Tarasenko had 0 points, I believe. So I'm a little skeptical, but I think they'll get it going.
I think the St. Louis Blues are a very dangerous hockey team. I think that they kind of coasted a little bit through their opening exhibition games. It's tough to turn it on, though. It's tough to turn it on. That being said, I just believe that the St. Louis Blues is going to be smothering the Vancouver Canucks, and I just feel they have more depth. So I'm going with St. Louis, too.
All right, we got to get to the Eastern Conference here. Columbus, Tampa. I'm taking Columbus again for a repeat upset.
No, that's not going to happen again. Tampa is going to win this. Tampa is more prepared now. The only problem with the Tampa Bay Lightning is the health of Victor Hedman, who has a looks like an ankle injury. So that could really hurt the Tampa Bay Lightning. But in my opinion, it's not about defending. In Toronto, it wasn't that they didn't defend well. Toronto defended well. They just couldn't score. And Tampa is going to have to pay a price offensively to score. They got to get dirty. They got to go to the front of the net, which Toronto did not do. So I think Hedman is going to hurt a little bit if he doesn't play, but it's not the key. And I think Tampa is going to overcome that.
Listen, Tampa Bay Lightning is much more prepared for this. They needed the grit to be able to compete with a team like Columbus, who are just junkyard dogs. Bringing in Barkley Goodrow, bringing in, you know, a Cedric, you know, they have the Cedric Paquette, they have the Patrick Maroon, Anthony Cirillo is a strong physical player, Yanni Gord. This team has a better makeup now than they've ever had before. Victor Hedman's going to be a big loss, but I just believe that there's, you know, Mikhail Sergachev is a year older, Ryan McDonough, Kevin Shattenkirk, you know, Braden Colburn, Eric Sirnak. They are still a very strong group on the back end, even without Victor Hedman. I just believe Tampa Bay just has too much firepower to lose 2 years in a row to Columbus.
Boston, Carolina.
Ooh, this is one of my upsets. Out the West, I have all the... what's that?
I got Carolina
in seven. Out West, I have all the favorites. But in the East, I've got a couple upsets. And Carolina's one of them. Dougie Hamilton is going to play. It was just announced. I saw it on Twitter a second ago. But I think the Carolina Hurricanes, they showed in the first round what they can do. Sebastian Aho who's the other guy? Help me, Rivs. You know.
Sergachev.
Sergachev. Just unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, listen, I get what you guys are saying. I think that Carolina has been an incredible story up to this point. They just play the Rod Brind'Amour type of hockey. Here's the problem.
It's not Sergachev. That's what I had. I had Sergachev in my head because you said with Tampa.
Svechnikov.
But Svechnikov is the guy. Svechnikov,
Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen. That's a great line. They played exceptionally well. Here's the problem. They're going to be playing against Patrice Bergeron, the best defensive center in the last 10 years. They're going to be playing Brad Marchand, who is one of the best left wingers in the game. And they're going to play against arguably one of the best scorers in Pastrnak. They are going to be lined up every single night. Sebastian Aho, Svechnikov, and Teravainen, they're going to be playing against arguably the best line in hockey. Now what's going to happen is, now you have to look at the lines behind the big
All right, so you're taking Boston then, Rick,
I think that
for
there's
time's
more
sake,
depth
here,
in Boston. I'm taking Boston.
Svechnikov, sure. I don't really care, but I got to educate you guys on what rapid fire means when we come back after the break. New York, Washington. The Islanders, Washington. I'm taking Washington.
I'm taking the Islanders. I think defensive hockey is going to smother Washington.
I'm taking the Islanders. Yep, me too.
I hope you guys are right.
And then last is what, Philly? Philly, Montreal, I got Philly. Philly's hot.
100% Philly. Hottest team in the NHL right now, gentlemen. Philadelphia Flyers.
They are my cup winner. Or at least they're making it from the finals from the East. All right, we got to go to break. Riv, did you see ESPN did a little Sabres talk today? Talking about salary cap space. John Vogel building a roster. Let's talk about that for a few minutes on the other side of the break. Curious to know your thoughts. Will the Sabres use all the salary cap space and this lineup that John Vogel has? Is it realistic? Is it the lineup? We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Friday. I know nobody cares. The biggest news of the day, Sabres reveal their new jerseys, and they went back to royal blue, and it is absolutely spectacular. Live Saber auction going on right now for game used equipment at sabres.com/auctions. And you can even buy the broadcaster blazers that they wore, the old gold ones. Marty Duffer, RJ, Dan, and Razor all wore in a couple games during the season, during the 50th season.
Vinny, what's the line from Happy Gilmore? What's the line from Happy Gilmore? My suit, my jacket is like 44, and my left arm is just a little bit longer than my right.
Yeah. That's what's his name there?
Shooter McGavin.
Some Sabre talk. Did you see John Vogel's lineup? And also, Riv and Marty, ESPN, is suggesting that Sabres need to use all of their salary cap next year.
I don't know. Listen, I'll say this on the ESPN article and the salary cap. It's not just a one-year thing. You have to look at the next three, potentially even 4 years as a flat salary cap. So you have to be able to give yourself some flexibility. Going to $81.5 million in year one and having to stay at $81.5 million in year two, three, and four is going to be a challenge. So you can't put yourself in a bad position. I think there needs to be some flexibility. There needs to be a buffer zone. You need to probably go maybe $5 million under the cap to hope to allow for some flexibility.
Well, they're not spending to 81.5 this year. They can't. They got penalized this year.
I get that with the
max they can spend this year is 78.5.
Yeah, but even then, like I'm saying, if they're at
75 million dollars below that?
No, I'm talking if they're at $75 million on their payroll this year, and that allows them to have a little bit of flexibility with what they can be, but it also allows them flexibility for year two, three, and four, which is going to be problematic for their teams. And you know what? How did the New York Islanders get better? They preyed on teams with tough salary cap issue. They went and got Johnny Boychuk and Nick Leddy from Boston and Chicago. There is so many opportunities around the National Hockey League to prey on those teams. But if you're in cap jail, you can't do it. So give yourself some room to be able to do it.
Riff, where are you with the lineup? And I mean, I say this because I'm about to do our buy sell trade, and I guess I'll just do it. You know, buy sell trade. A key player from the Sabres will be moved before the start of next season. Buy sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway, where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. And I throw that buy sell trade in there because I look at this lineup. And I like some of it, but I think it needs something more. And the only way you can get more is by, I don't know if trading the number 8 pick is enough or not, but someone's got to go off this roster to bring in either one or two pieces. So buy, sell, trade, a major piece from this roster will be moved before the start of the 2020-2021 season.
Well, it depends. You got to give me an understanding of what a major piece is.
Montour, Risto,
yes.
Reinhart. Which do you have? You have a preference as to, not a preference, but a thought as to which one, which move could benefit most of those players to move?
Listen, I mean, there has to be some sort of change on this team. It's been 9 years, okay, that this team hasn't made the playoffs. I'm looking at the finishing of year 9. I'm still looking at the lineup, and I'm like, this team's not making the playoffs. They have an elite superstar hockey player on the team in Jack Eichel. But other than him, there are holes in a lot of places here. That's just my opinion. I think that there is a good core of players here with Buffalo. Victor Olofsson had a beautiful year last year that I think is going to make a bigger stride next year. Sam Reinhart is always very consistent. You know, he's that 60-point guy. Jeff Skinner, hopefully he finds his way this year, because if he does what he did last year, we're in big trouble. But in order for Jeff Skinner...
It's not hopefully. He has to.
Well, listen, I mean, if let's give him a little bit of leeway. He played, he had a centerman last year that he started the season with that hadn't played center in 9 years. And he had a right winger who is a left-handed shot in Vladimir Sobotka. Come on. I mean, you want your best players to perform properly. They got to play with very high-end players. Jeff Skinner needs a center next year, whether he's playing with Eichel or whoever they go out and acquire. But I don't think Casey Mittelstadt's ready for a second line position. We sent him to the minors last year because he couldn't handle a third line position. How do we expect him to come in all of a sudden? And Kate, he didn't dominate in the minors either, by the way. So why are we expecting in this lineup that I'm looking at that Casey Mittelstadt's going to be that guy?
So let me just ask you this, because I know that the article from John Vogel stems from players that are under contract right now. So obviously you can't say, you know, certain players who are not under contract or trades or whatever don't factor in. But I mean, I don't like the lineup. I just don't. You're right, Rivs. You need somebody else to center the second line, and we've all talked about this. I'm not even sure that I like Dylan Cousins being on a line with Marcus Johansson and Tage Thompson. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. Now, you had to talk about Casey Mittelstadt. We've been talking about Casey Mittelstadt now for the better part of the last two seasons, and it's always like, well, you know, he could fit into this lineup. There's going to be such a very big emphasis put on training camp this year, whenever that is, on players like Casey Mittelstadt, because it's a do-or-die type of year. And I, you know what? He should come in and have such a bigger, and you could see his body different. You could see his skating different. You should see him take a much better, bigger place on the ice. Because if he doesn't, not only is it like he's not strong enough for the NHL or whatever, but it also would tell me that he's not committed enough. The number one thing that people talked about with Kirby Dach when Chicago returned and played Edmonton is how Kirby Dach in the last 4 months has put on 8 to 10 pounds of muscle. And he's dropped his fat, he's put up muscle. Listen, Kirby Dach is 19 years old, 20 years old. That's the time to do it. You can put on 8 to 10 pounds of muscle in 4 or 5 months. It happens. Casey Mittelstadt was done playing in March and will show up in training camp in November. When he walks into the door, you will be able to tell. You'll be able to tell if the kid is committed and ready to take a bigger role, or if it's just, you know, again, like Silver Spoon me, and I can, you know, get away with just playing around. And to me, that's going to be a telltale sign. I'm still willing to give him a shot and give the runner a chance, but you got to show me when you walk into that door at training camp that, wow, you got the message and you really took a step forward, and you'll be able to tell as soon as he walks in.
So buy, sell, trade, Marty. Key player from the Sabres roster removed before 2020-2021 season.
Buy. I mean, we've talked about it. It's going to happen. There's going to be a ton of movement this offseason.
Are we still poo-pooing my Josh Anderson acquisition?
Are we still poo-pooing any fake trades right now?
I'm not. Do you think that's a fake trade? If I was the Buffalo Sabres,
it is right now. The Columbus Blue Jackets are playing in the playoffs.
I understand that, Marty. I'm saying once they're out, once they're done, do you go and target a player like Josh Anderson?
I don't know if I'm targeting a player like Josh Anderson, really. I think I'm looking at all the options. I'm not targeting one player. And Josh Anderson's a nice player. Yes, I get it. I'd take him, but again, what's the price and how does that work? So,
yeah.
Instigators, when we come back, I'll ask you that about another player we've talked about many times on the Sabres roster right before we leave. Marty, you're in for me tomorrow?
Yes.
Thursday. Rib, you're out Friday?
No.
You're not? We'll figure it out. We're back, Instigators. I want to ask you guys about one player, if that dictates his situation here in Buffalo. Coming right back.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know what? Changing it. I wanted to talk about a player. It was going to be Sam Reinhart and his contract. We talked about it ad nauseum. We'll save that conversation, because something bigger happened today. First of all, Bill Wippert, team photographer, friend of the show. Haven't been able to listen to the show today. How happy are you with the pants stripe? I thought of you right away. So if you haven't seen the Sabres' new royal blue jerseys, they are spectacular. And they have the pants stripe. I love the pants stripe. The jerseys are unbelievable. And Charles also tweeted us. He tweeted all of us. He said, the guy who designed the new Sabres jersey is from North Tonawanda, New York. He also did the 50th. Well, if that's the case, he's 3 for 3. Because the 50th was fantastic. And the home and away new royal blue jerseys are fantastic. So I'll let you guys give your final thoughts on that before we head off for One Bills Live to take over.
It looks great. They're awesome. Love the jerseys, love the Royal and all the merchandise that is going to be available to fans. Tons of things happening this week. The Gold Blazers auction, players jersey auction, players apparel and equipment auction, and Paint the Town Royal. There's so many things happening this week. Check it out on Sabres.com for all the details, but lots of good stuff there.
That auction for the game-worn equipment, jerseys and stuff, that goes until August 23rd.
2-minute warning.
Sabres.com/auction. Riv, will Sam Reinhart get a contract for 7 years in this jersey, or an arbitrator will give him 1 year in this jersey?
I think you're probably looking at a shorter term deal. I think Sam Reinhart's only 24 years old, going to be turning 25. He's got 2 years until he's an unrestricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken. I would probably take him to unrestricted free agency on a 1-year deal, maybe just with arbitration right now, and kind of see what happens in the future. You know, just the Sabres organization, I think the smart thing to do with them would just be to sign Sam for, you know, an arbitration contract or a one-year contract and see what the league looks like and where the salary cap or where,
last minute of play, you know, in the show.
Our fans going to be coming back in the stands. So I'm not sure I'd be signing guys to big long-term contracts right now.
You can see the new jersey on any one of the social platforms, Sabres.com, Twitter, Instagram. Marty, are there any, how many other platforms are there available for people to
Facebook, get Sabres, Facebook. It's a great
Sabres,
one.
Facebook.
There's a Sabres TikTok, but I am not so familiar with TikTok, but I know they do have that. So you can follow Rick Jenneret now on Instagram because he's on there.
RJ's on Instagram.
He did a fantastic video on the whole thing yesterday about the Gold Blazer. I'm telling you, he's fantastic.
Almost made me want to get Instagram. Almost. If there's one person that could do it, it's RJ. You guys have a great few days. We'll see you Friday. Instigators, One Bills Live next. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.